Hey, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you guys once again. Fun fact, I always smile when I say that. Like a broad smile. Call it a grin. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for the love you showed me in my previous episode where I explained why I started the podcast and basically why I do it. If you have not listened to that episode, please go back and listen, and please share the link once you do. And thank you so much for voting for me on the Rodcast competition. I am so, so grateful. We've been leading for like the longest time, but right now we are at number 3. Please keep sharing the link so we can go back to number 1. I am so, so grateful for the love you guys are showing me. I really, really, really appreciate it. And for those of you who share the link with a yellow background, you guys are the best. I can't just repost all of them, but I see you, I appreciate you, and you really, really humble and motivate me. Once again, thank you so much. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and today let's talk a bit about anxiety. Sometime last week, I got really anxious, yeah? Like, I was in my head a lot, and I was thinking about so many things, and I was not okay. Like, I was so anxious that I couldn't do anything. I just sat there trembling, and I was numb, basically. And I want to tell you, like, every time you get anxious about stuff, every time things get overwhelming, please get out of your head. Try do something to just chill and come back to the present moment. Personally, I exercise and meditate. I practice gratitude. I also talk to someone. I have really amazing friends who I talk to get distracted or just be reminded of my worth and just be reminder that there's a reason I'm still here, there's a reason I am still existing, yeah? And on today's episode, we are going to talk about boundaries, and yeah, without wasting any more time, let's just get into it, shall we? Let me start by asking, do you have boundaries? And if you do, do the people around you know those are your boundaries? Like, does your circle know what line not to cross with you or when around you? Think about it. So this got me thinking, what are my greatest treasures and what are my boundaries like, yeah? And I thought, my greatest treasures are my energy, my mind, and my thoughts. I'm a bubble of energy. And I can't stand people who are not like, you don't have that vibe, you know? And I'll try cheer you up or give you like good vibes. But if you don't match it, I don't think we'll be friends or hang out for like that long, you know? The other thing is my mind. I love people who we can have deep conversations with and just talk, intellectual talks. Like, I can't stand small talk. I would do small talk, but not twice, to just be like, that's it. I can't do it again, you know? And people who like think outside the box or think broadly are my kind of people. Thoughts? Yes, my thoughts. I don't like negative thoughts. Yeah, I think positive thoughts like a lot. I'd say all through, but I'll be lying, because you know there are times you can't just stay positive all through. Yeah, I'm human. So yeah, but I try my best all through to just think positive and just focus on the good. And every time someone tries to like pin me down or tell me something negative, I tend to shush them and just tell them to, you know, try to entertain the thought of things will go right and yeah, all that. And yes, so people who actually don't think positive thoughts are not my kind of people. Like, we will not have a lasting relationship or friendship, or we won't vibe for long, you know? So what are boundaries? Boundaries are basically limits. There are personal boundaries, which are limits that a person creates to identify reasonable ways for other people to behave towards them and how they will respond when someone passes those limits. So personally, if someone does something to affect my energy, my mind, or my thought, I'll just push them away, or I'll tell them, I don't like when you do that and that and that, and I don't appreciate it, so please stop, or we cannot keep having this interaction, you know? And just being in that position, like being able to tell people off when they cross your boundaries. Actually, just having boundaries is a very good thing, where you get to dictate how people treat you and how they interact with you, or how they generally just behave around you. Yeah, I'm currently reading this book. It's called Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud and some other doctor. I don't know the name. And I'm not so far into the book, but so far it's super, super amazing. It's basically when to say no, like learning when to say no and yes, and actually meaning it, just taking control of your life and thoughts. And I'm loving the book. It says, there's the part that I've read that says, we develop boundaries from, one gets boundaries from when they are babies. You know, when a kid is just born, between 1 and 4 months, this is according to the book, by the way, the kid is fully dependent on the parent, like the mom. So when the mom leaves, the kid is like, oh my God, I can't do without my mom. And then when the kid is like 6 months to around 10, the kid starts crawling. So it's like, I can do anything. Like, I'm okay without my mom. And yeah. And when the kid becomes a teenager, that's when the mind starts to develop, and they imagine, they get their thoughts and opinions. And now they start being two different people. Like, the kid and the mom are not the same kind of person. Like, the kid has his or her own opinion and perception of life, and most times different from the mom's perception or the dad's. Yeah. And one thing about moms is they think, they not think per se, they want to raise you in the best way, or the way that they think is right. That's why they keep telling us, I know what's best for you, and yeah. And they try to nurture or show you the direction or the path which they took, and try to lead you towards the path. Yeah, not knowing God created us with like different paths, and we have different, like, my purpose and my mom's purpose are not the same. Like, if she is a doctor, probably I was meant to be a different person, and I can't take her path if I'm supposed to be who I'm supposed to be. So basically, it's about parents being in a position to allow their kids to be whoever they want to be, and have that space to agree, to disagree with their kids, and actually listen to them and have a conversation with them. And that way, kids know they can actually say yes or no, and they can actually know they can develop boundaries. And as they grow, they know when to say no and when to say yes. They don't end up being scared of, you know, being loved less or losing friends when they actually disagree with what their friends or their relatives or the people around them think. And it has everything to do with, you know, boundaries. So when you raise your kid knowing they can be able to actually air their opinion or give their reviews or air out their perception of just talk about anything without being scared of being loved less or people judging them or just them losing friends, they will grow up to be people who can think outside the box. I don't know if that makes sense. I hope it does. And from the description of the word boundaries or the personal boundaries, you can get to show people how to treat you or dictate how people actually respond to your views or your opinions or just generally how people treat you around them, you know. And if people are crossing your boundaries, it's because they don't know where the boundaries are. If you actually have boundaries and you tell people, like, upfront, these and these and these are, like, communicate with them and they know your boundaries, they will not cross them. And that way, I think we'll have, like, solid relationships and we'll not have arguments when it comes to relationships and friendships. You won't hurt someone if you know these are their limits. If you know this is where, like, if someone's elastic limit is dictated or stated in the very beginning, I don't think people will want to cross them. And if people actually do cross them, you can be able to stop being friends with them or actually get out of a toxic relationship, get out of a toxic marriage, and be comfortable because you know what to put up with. You know when your values are being compromised, basically, yeah? If people call you at crazy hours of the night, it's because you keep answering the phone. If people ask you to do things above and beyond, it's because you keep doing them. If people treat you in a way that you think they have compromised your values, it's because you train them to do it. And if people ever think you don't need rest, it's because you act like you don't. Set healthy boundaries and communicate them with people up front so they know how to treat you. They know where to step and where not to. And that way we'll avoid so much chaos and so much drama in our friendships, relationships, at work, and our everyday life. That's it from the Yellow World, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to have had you guys over. This is not a monologue. Kindly hit me up at It's the Yellow World Podcast on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. Send me feedback. Let me know if you loved it. Let me know what else you'd want us to talk about. Kindly remember to vote for your girl on the Rodcast competition. Thank you so much for keeping it yellow. Remember to stay sane. And I love you guys so much. Until next time. Bye.